If you pay close attention, there are two clues that tip you off right away that this movie wasn't shot in Dallas. First, there's the title. And second, and more obviously, the film was written and directed by Woody Allen. Remember him? Midnight in Paris is about escaping one's present and gorging on a previous era that, to you, was a much better time to live a life. Or at least it seems so, depending on what era you're living in. That's where Gil, played by Owen Wilson, finds himself. He and his fiancée Inez, played by Rachel McAdams, are on an extended Paris holiday with Inez's extremely well-off parents, John, Kurt Fuller, and Helen, played by Mimi Kennedy. Gil doesn't do badly himself. He's a Hollywood scriptwriter who, by implication, might churn out scripts for those movies like Mr. Wilson has been seen in a lot over the years. Could this be more evidence of the sharp sword of Woody Allen's poetic justice at work? And so, a vacation in the City of Love enhances Gil's longing to bail on the rat race of Hollywood, for good, and to move to Paris, for good, and finish what he hopes will be his great novel. He has just a bit more polishing to do on it. But wait till you see who Gil gets to critique his tome. Oh, whoops, ahead of myself I get. Meanwhile, another clue presents itself. As you can plainly infer, Owen Wilson is playing the Woody Allen part in Midnight in Paris, and he's super doing it, even though he's way more West Coast than any Alvy Singer kind of a struggling writer is East Coast. That, and the fact Wilson doesn't wear horn-rimmed glasses doing the role, are the only things that make him seem a little un-Allen-ish. On the other hand, what is so way Allen-ish is that Maestro Woody has dressed his latest photoplay in the usual female eye candy he's been known for over the decades. Rachel McAdams clearly makes a considerable contribution to that aspect of the film, but she's not the only lady to provide the visual confection for a fellow to scan. Woody, you old dog. McAdams' Inez is very well acted as well. She's the beautiful, spoiled young daughter of wealthy Republican parents. Allen always works some of his humor along political lines, in case you've forgotten. These parents are quietly dismayed at Gil's romantic artistic bent, even though he works at turning out American motion picture product for the masses in Southern California. The stuff that Inez's mom and dad want to do in Paris, along with Inez and her pals, a couple, Paul, played by Michael Sheen, and Carol, played by Nina Arianda, is not what Gil hankers for. Gil hopes to suck up the history of the organic Paris and its denizens. And as Woody Allen would have it, that means Gil enjoys taking late-night strolls solo around what is surely one of the most beautiful cities on this planet, and maybe any planet. The big joke in Midnight in Paris that's underscored in a very cool way at the end of the film with the help of a private detective is that Gil does a little time-traveling, a la Française, without benefit, thank goodness, of gimmicked scientific manipulation. Allen merely tasks his film editor to cut from one scene in 21st century Paris to another showing characters of an earlier time living and partying in La Ville Lumière. Since the facade of Paris has changed so little over time, you hardly notice. The time shifts occur without fanfare and bring the moviegoer to slowly realize that Gil is no longer talking to the chiding, out-of-touch Inez or the anally pedantic Paul. Gil is now in a classy bar chatting it up with an American named Fitzgerald, played by Tom Hiddleston. By the way, the lady on Fitzgerald's arm is a Southern belle, also from the States, named Zelda, played by Allison Pill. Many such characters give wing to this really entertaining PG-13 Allen tale. Would you believe Gertrude Stein, played by Kathy Bates, Salvador Dali, played by Adrian Brody, and Ernest Hemingway, played by Corey Stoll? Other celebrities who show up for smaller bits of the clever fun are Cole Porter, Josephine Baker, Juan Belmonte, Alice B. Toklas, Picasso, Buñuel, Matisse, Toulouse-Lautrec, Gauguin, and Degas. But how come no Igor Stravinsky in all this Another Time in Paris? Other important female roles are Adriana, played by Marion Cotillard, Gabrielle, played by Léa Seydoux, and the museum guide, played by Carla Bruni. Not surprisingly, Miss Cotillard shines as she really turns Gil's head. Not to let old Woody Allen movie fans down, the maestro has included really appropriate vintage music on the soundtrack that makes you want to, for some reason, get up in the theater and shout, Django Reinhardt! But if I could, I do need to have a private chat with Woody. Mr. Allen, You've got to do something about the font you use on those credits of yours. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.